Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia head wrestling coach Luke Gramke after the team's double whammy against Father Tolton and Rockbridge. Centralia scored at least 66 points against both teams, and both teams did not make more than 15 points against the Panthers. Congratulations, Coach Gramke. What did the boys learn tonight?
Oh, I think they learned the importance of nutrition and diet and making weight the right way. They learned that against good competition, there's not a lot of room for error, and we were able to win a lot of matches, but at the same time, we're able to learn a few things about where our team needs to be.
I'm told that Father Tolton is ranked fourth in the state. In what class is that? Is in your class? Or
yeah, they're in class one with us, and they're even in our district.
So we'll be seeing some of those matches again, maybe, depending on how the brackets fall.
Absolutely.
Did anybody step up for you tonight and get a win that maybe they might not have?
Wyatt Atkinson had a huge win against Father Tolton. That was a district opponent. So for district seeding, that was very beneficial for us. And to go out there and get the fall, that's going to help his seeding at districts and put him in a better spot in the bracket.
Panther fans got to see Seth Hayscamp wrestle tonight. What was going on out there, sir?
I mean, I don't want to take the mat against him, and unfortunately other teams kind of see the same. So it's not very often he gets the matches in a dual format, but tonight he was able to, and he's still a stud.
What was the strategy out there, sir? It looked like he was making opportunities to score takedown points for a bit.
We wanted him to work on his feet. We wanted him to have a little confidence going into the latter half of the season here to make sure that he's got confidence that he can score on his feet against some of those larger opponents, because it's not fun to get stuck underneath.
No, sir, especially at that weight class. How about Braden Shelton tonight, sir?
It was nice to have him back. He didn't get to wrestle the last tournament we were in. He's dealing with a lot. But to have him back in front of the home crowd and him going up against a kid that is a potential state finalist matchup for him. That kid, depending on the rankings, ranked second in the state. Shelton's first. So that was kind of one of the marquee matchups for the evening, and Shelton went out and kind of did what Shelton does.
Did what Shelton does. How about the Dubes brothers tonight?
Really proud of Bryson. Bryson went out against another district opponent, a kid that's going to be ranked pretty highly, and took care of business. And he did it from good traditional wrestling. It's not like he funked into it. It's not like it was an accident. He stayed in good core positions and was able to get the fall.
Who showed growth for you tonight, sir?
Wyatt Atkinson. Wyatt Atkinson has had a great month. He's beat a lot of good competitors, and he's being super coachable, and it's translating to on the mat and live competition.
So what does tonight mean for Centralia and the district tournament in terms of seeding, ranking?
Well, you just always want as many common opponents or head-to-head matchups. So having Father Tolton just be a head-to-head matchup or even a common for other of our district teams seeing those same wrestlers, it's going to either help us a lot or hurt us a lot. So getting wins is a big benefit.
Respectfully, sir, what happened to the Rockbridge program? I'm not used to seeing them not bring wrestlers out.
I don't know. They had more wrestlers on JV than that. They didn't want to wrestle at the varsity level. So that's a coach's decision. He did not want to throw them out there to wrestle some varsity caliber kids. So only having two matches in a varsity duel, yeah, that's rough.
And they are not in our district or class, correct?
No, they are class four.
Well, who can tell? Coach Luke Gramke, what is next for the Panthers?
On Thursday, we go to Fulton and have a try with Fulton and Southern Boone. And then the ladies head to Higginsville on Friday, followed by the boys on Saturday.
Ooh, Higginsville. And what's going to happen there, sir? Is that a big tournament? Or
Just a normal tournament, probably 12 or 13 teams. A little bit larger on the girls' side just to get the numbers up. But on the guys' side, it's 12 or 13 teams.
Any other potential district opponents at Higginsville?
Yes, Higginsville is a district opponent, and Richmond will be there, in addition to some other schools that we would like to see so we have common opponents with other district teams.
Very good, Coach Luke Gramke. Thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live, and good luck on the road.
Thanks, sir.